1,200 people's lives in my hands, and I certainly don't want your life in my hand. But I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning.
I'm the best friend you'll ever have. Once I have to pay, I'm standing with you, John. I'm standing with you, John. You're a part of me. I can detach myself. I don't even detach myself. No, no, no. I never detach myself from any of you, John. I
This is the revolutionary suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other road. I will take your call. We will put it to the Russians, and I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them to see if they'll take us.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
But I look at all the babies and I think they deserve to live.
I do.
You know?
But also they deserve, what more, they deserve peace.
We all came here for peace.
And have they had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I laid down my life practically. I practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still not the kind of peace that I wanted to give you. So, a person's a fool that continues to say that you're a winner when you're losing. Win one, lose two. What? I didn't hear you, ma'am. You have to speak up. That's a sweet thought. Who said that? Come on up and speak it again, honey. Come up and say it about what I talk about. It's taken off. No plane is taken off. It's suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody ought to, somebody, can they talk, can they not talk to San Francisco? See, the Stone does not get by with this infamy.
That's right.
This is infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. That was destroyed.
When we destroy ourselves, we'll be defeated. I know that, but I still think, as an individual, I have a right to...
You do, and I'm listening.
...what I think, what I feel, and I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
example. I made my confession. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, I was a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to lose this goddamn world. Listen to you. You asked me about Russia. I'm right now making a call to Russia. What more do you suggest? I'm listening to you. If Russia gives me one slight bit of encouragement, I just now instructed them to go there and do that.
And you would be no fucking good in Russia, goddammit!
All right, now everybody, hold it. We didn't come. Hold it.
Much longer to maintain. To lay down your burdens. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. What's the difference? No man didn't take our life right now. He hadn't taken it. But when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I don't want to see this, Christine. Because they got to shoot me to get through to some of these people. I'm not letting her take your jar. Can you let them take your jar?
See John die?
What's that?
You mean you want to see John, the little one who killed
me? I want to see... Peace.
Are you saying that you think he thinks more of them than other children here?
John.
That's what you're saying?
But you're acting. Do you think I'd put John's life above others? If I put John's life above others, I wouldn't be standing with his jar. I'd send John out, and he could go out on the driveway tonight.
Because he's young. They're young.
I know, but he's no different to me than any of these children here. He's just one of my children. I don't prefer one above another. I don't prefer him above you, Jara. I can't do that. I can't separate myself from your actions or his actions. If you'd done something wrong, I'd stand with you. If they wanted to come and get you, they'd have to take me.
And we're all ready to go. If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure all the rest of sisters and brothers are with me.
For months I've tried to keep this thing from happening, but I now see it's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us. That we lay down our lives in protest against what's being done. That we lay down our lives to protest in what's being done. The criminality of people, the cruelty of people. Who walked out of here today? Did you notice who walked out? Mostly white people. Mostly white people walked. I'm so grateful for the ones that didn't, those who knew who they are. But there's no point to this. We are born before our time. They won't accept us. And I don't think we should sit here and take any more time for our children to be endangered, because if they come after our children and we give them our children, then our children will suffer forever. I have no quarrel with you coming up. I like you. I personally like you very much.
These people get hostile when you try to...
Oh, well, some people do. But you just some people do. Put it that way. I'm not hostile. You had to be honest, and you stayed. And if you wanted to run, you'd have run with them, because anybody could have run today. They would have wanted to. I know you're not a runner. And I, your life's precious to me. It's as precious as John's. And I don't. What I do with weight and justice and judgment. I've waited against all evidence.
Okay, that's all I've got to say.
What comes now, folks? What comes now?
Everybody, hold it.
Stay peace. What's come? Don't let it. Just take Dwyer on down to the East House.
Everybody be quiet, please.
So you've got some respect for our lives.
That means sit down, sit down, sit down.
I know. I tried so very, very hard. We're trying over here to see what can happen in Los Angeles. Who is it? Get Dwyer out of here before something happens to him. Dwyer? I'm not talking about you, Jara. I said Dwyer. Ain't nobody gonna take you, Jara. I'm not letting them take you, Jara. Get in, folks. It's easy. It's easy. Yes, my love.
At one time, I felt just like Christine felt. But after today, I don't feel anything because the biggest majority of the people that left here were white. And I know it really hurt my heart. Because
broke your heart, didn't it?
It broke my heart to think that all these years that these white people have been with us and they're not a part of us. So we might as well end it now because I don't see...
Talking, the congressman has been murdered.
It's all over, all over. What a legacy, what a legacy. But the Red Brigade's the only ones that ever made any sense anyway. They invaded our privacy, they came into our home, they followed us 6,000 miles away. The Red Brigade showed them justice. The congressman's dead. Please get us some medication. It's simple. It's simple. There's no convulsions with it. It's just simple. Just please get it. Before it's too late, the GDF will be here. I tell you, get moving. Get moving. Get moving. Don't be afraid to die. If these people land out here, they'll torture some of our children here. They'll torture our people. They'll torture our seniors. We cannot have this. Are you going to separate yourself from whoever shot the congressman? I don't know who shot him. Speaker Pete and those had a right to go and they had a right to... How many are dead? Oh, God Almighty, God Almighty. Patty Parks is dead.
Can you manage to endure long enough in a safe place to write about... The goodness of Jim Jones.
I don't know how in the world they're ever going to write about us. It's just too late. It's too late. The congressman's dead. The congressman's aide's dead. Many of our traitors are dead. They're all laying out there dead. I didn't, but my people did. My people did. They're my people. And they've been provoked too much. They've been provoked too much. What's happened here has been too... This has been an act of provocation. Yes.
If there's any way it's possible to have them to give Ted something to take him, I'm satisfied, okay?
What's that?
I said, if there's any way you can do to have them to give Ted something so he won't have to let him go through, okay? And I'm satisfied.
That's fine. Ted, yes, yes, yes.
I said I never wanted to live with you guys, and I appreciate you for everything. You're the only, and I appreciate you.
Please, can we hasten with that medication? You don't know what you've done. I tried. Please move.
Wesley told me there were two GDF guys.
once they saw it happen and ran in the bush and dropped their machine guns. I don't remember my life. But there'll be more.
You got to move.
Are you going
to
get the medication here? You got to move.
Yeah.
Marcel, you have 40 minutes.
You have to move, and the people that are standing there in the aisle, go stay in the radio room yard. But everybody get behind the table and back this way, okay? There's nothing to worry about. Everybody keep calm and try and keep your children calm. And the older children can help love the little children and reassure them. Aren't crying from pain. It's just a little bitter tasting, but they're not crying out of any pain. Annie McGowan, can I please see you back?
As I used to do before I came here. So let me tell you about it. It might make a lot of you feel a little more comfortable. Sit down and be quiet, please. One of the things that I used to do, I used to be a therapist. And the kind of therapy that I did had to do with reincarnation and past life situations. And every time anybody had the experience of going into a past life, I was fortunate enough through Father to be able to let them experience it all the way through their death, so to speak. And everybody was so happy when they made that step to the other side.
When you step, there's no other thing you can do but step that way. It's the only way to step. That choice is not ours now. It's out of our hands.
If you have a body that's been crippled, suddenly you have the kind of body that you want.
A little rest. A little rest.
It feels good. You've never felt so good, family. I tell you, you've never felt so good is how that feels.
Yeah. lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're gonna get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it. From the time you were a child to the time you could grow, you're dying. It's honest, and I'm sure that they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us. And they'll pay for that. I leave that destiny to them. Wants to go with their child has a right to go with their child. I think it's humane. I want to go. I want to see you go, though. They can take me and do with me whatever they want to do. I want to see you go. I don't want to see you go through this hell no more. No more, no more, no more. We're trying. If everybody will relax. The best thing you do to relax and you have no problem. You'll have no problem with the thing if you just relax.
The children here, a great deal because of Jim Jones. And the way the children are laying there now, I'd rather see them laid like that than to see them have to die like the Jews did, which was pitiful anyhow. And I'd just like to thank Dad for giving us life and also death. And I appreciate the fact the way our children are going. Because like Dad said, when they come in, what they're going to do to our children, they're going to massacre our children. And also the ones that they take captured, they're going to just let them grow up and be dummies like they want them to be. And not grow up to be a socialist like the one and only Jim Jones. So I'd like to thank Dad for the opportunity for letting Jonestown be not what it could be, but what Jonestown is. Thank you, Dad.
It's not to be feared. It is not to be feared. It's a friend. It's a friend. You're sitting there. Show your love for one another. Let's get calm. To us, we had nothing we could do. We can't separate ourselves from our own people. For 20 years laying in some old rotten nursing home. Taking us through all these anguish years. They took us and put us in chains, and that's nothing. There's no comparison to that, to this. They robbed us of our land, and they've taken us and driven us, and we tried to find ourselves. We tried to find a new beginning, but it's too late. You can't separate yourself from your brother and your sister. No way I'm going to do it. I refuse. I don't know who fired the shot. I don't know who killed the congressman. But as far as I'm concerned, I killed him. You understand what I'm saying? I killed him. He had no business coming. I told him not to come. I was to respect, die with a degree of dignity. Lay down your life with dignity. Don't lay down with tears and agony. It's nothing to death. It's like Max said, it's just stepping over into another plane. Don't be this way. Stop this hysterics. This is not the way for people who are socialists, communists to die. no way for us to die. We must die with some dignity. Soon we'll have no choice. Now we have some choice. You think they're going to allow this to be done and allow us to get by with it?
Must be insane.
But children, it's just something to put you to rest. Oh, God. Mother, 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 please. Mother, please, 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 don't do this, don't do this. Put down your life with your child, but don't do this. Free at last. Peace. Keep your emotions down, keep your emotions down. Children, it will not hurt if you'll be quiet. It's never been done before, you say. It's been done by every tribe in history. Every tribe facing annihilation. All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world because they don't want to live in this kind of world.
Nobody's gonna give you a
to be patient.
Tomorrow never knows. Usually tell it's too late. Today 360.
I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear. I don't care how many angels cry.
This happens every day in the battle we lose. Look at the ozone layer or the polluted waters. What kind of life we gonna have for our sons and daughters? Politicians worse than the average bum. One brother bought a gun, started acting dumb. We ain't got much longer. If we keep up at this pace, by common knowledge, guess some of us brothers learn late. I wonder if it's gonna end with earthquakes, heart attack, cancer, AIDS, overturned lakes.
Tomorrow never knows what the future may bring for the species that we call human beings. Now that we are left in the new millennium, scientists predict we're gonna see plenty of destruction and chaos, the big payoff. I'm left just working and worried about getting laid off. I'm trying to figure out how we're gonna survive. If a mass disaster attacks and they'll take all the lives, leave the rest to suffer for not believing the ways. I wonder if the world's gonna end with earthquakes,
yes,
and tidal waves.
There's a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life.
Tomorrow,
if you knew what was ahead of you, if you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad to be stepping over tonight.
Death is common to people, isn't it? And yet, tomorrow they take death in their stride. Let's be dignified. Let's be dignified.
If you quit telling them they're dying, if you adults would stop some of this nonsense, adults, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to quiet rest. I call on you to stop this now, if you have any respect at all. Are we black, proud, and socialist, or what are we? Now stop this nonsense. Don't carry this on anymore. You're exciting your children. All over, and it's good. No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over. Hurry, hurry, my children, hurry. All I say, let's not fall into the hands of the enemy. Hurry, my children. Hurry. The seniors out here that I'm concerned about, hurry. I don't want to leave my seniors to this mess. Quickly, 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 quickly. Sisters, good knowing you. No more pain, Al. No more pain, I said, Al. No more pain. Jim Cobb is laying on the airfield dead at this moment. Remember, Oliver woman said she'd come over and kill me if her sons wouldn't stop her. These are people, the peddlers of hate. All we're doing is laying down our life. We're not letting them take our life. We're laying down our life. We're taking their lives. We just want peace.
All I'd like to say is that my so-called parents is filled with so much hate.
Stop this, man. Stop this crying, Oliver.
and treachery. I think you people out here should think about how your relatives was and be glad about that the children are being laid to rest. And all I like to say is I thank Dad for making me strong to stand with it all and make me ready for it. Thank you.
Talking to them, all they're doing is taking a drink to take to go to sleep. That's what death is, sleep. Whatever, I'm tired of it all.
Loving thing he could have ever done, the most loving thing all of us could have done. And it's been a pleasure walking with all of you in this revolutionary struggle. No other way I would rather go than give my life for socialism, communism. And I thank Dad very, very much.
That Dad's love and mercy and goodness and kindness and bringing us to this land of freedom, his love, his mother was the advance guard to socialism. And his love and his mercy should go on forever, onto the fields.
Where's the vat? Where's the vat with the green seeds?
Love should go on forever to the fields. And thank you, Dad.
The vat with the green seeds, please. Right here, so the adults can begin. Hey, you don't fail to follow my advice. You'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry.
But we do it, and if they do it, us trust you. You have to step across. We need to think this world's not our home, or it sure isn't. We were saying it sure wasn't. Doesn't want to tell him. All he's doing, if they will tell him, assure these children. Some people assure these children of the relaxation of stepping over to the next plane. They set an example for others. We've got 1,000 people who say we don't like the way the world is. Take our life from us. We laid it down. We got tired. We didn't commit suicide, we committed an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world.
Straight. there. The chill room. It is not dying. Also known as Along Came Jones. A meditation on control. A rough show, emotionally. It began with the Joy Division from the BBC 1979. She's Lost Control, a major version of that. And then proceeded to present multiple versions of John Lennon's song Tomorrow Never Knows. The Beatles doing Mark One, the first take, Morgana King, David Lee Roth, Monsoon, Danielle Dax, Heliosequence, Quasimodo, not even doing John Lennon's song, Steve Marcus. And the Beatles were heard in the with the mono version and the stereo version at the end there. It is not dying. And then I presented a fiction and a reality, which are both about control. Bad Lieutenant by Abel Ferrara, Harvey Keitel with Eddie Daniels and Bianca Hunter as the two Jersey girls in the car. Amazing thing about that piece is that it sounds even dirtier when it's just audio. It's still shocking and startling. And of course, the majority of what we heard was FBI tape Q042, recorded November 18th, 1978 in Guyana, the Jonestown death tape. What do you say? It was real. That's the... I'm just kind of struck silent. Oh, I should mention that there were two mashups under Jones as well. Go Home Productions, Tomorrow's Seeds, and CCC did You Only Live Tomorrow. Nancy Sinatra and the Beatles and the Beatles and Sky Saxon mashing. Into a paste. I guess I'm just reduced to a paste. It is not dying. The words are from Timothy Leary and John Lennon and the Egyptian Book of the Dead. What a legacy. Thanks for listening to The Chill Room and killradio.org from Los Angeles. Stay tuned.